Hello and welcome into Emergency AF, news and information on the topics that affect the Community Foundation world. I'm your host, Eric Wazempa. Well, we are in between guests, so I wanted to kind of give a little bit of update about some of the news and information that's going on in the Community Foundation world, and also just give a little bit of background about the podcast itself. First of all, I'd have to say that this is a passion project for me. I am a CEO of a community foundation and am, you know, receive a lot of information on things that are going on and things that are happening in the field. And because I wear many hats, be it development, be it grant making, be it leadership, there's lots of information that I have, and I just felt the need to share it with the rest of the community. Secondly, each podcast really features a guest that we try to highlight some of the things that are going on in the field. And to that end, if you have anybody you'd want to highlight, or if you have a program you want to highlight, certainly reach out to emergencyf@gmail.com at any time. We'd be happy to listen and learn a little bit more about what's going on. And kind of the goal of the podcast is really to touch all 50 states and try to figure out what's going on in each of those states. We've had some really great guests over the past few months, and we just want to do this on a weekly basis and make sure that everybody knows what is going on, maybe to inspire, to have them think about different ways that they're doing programs or different ways they're doing development or whatever. So it really is just general. So it's not just for CEOs. It's not for fundraising professionals. It really is for anybody in the community foundation world. So secondly, I do want to give you a bit of tidbits about some of the news that's going on. I mean, there's lots of webinars and other in-person conferences that are going on. First of all, I will mention that the Council of Foundations has their Community Foundation CEO virtual roundtable scheduled for August 23rd. That is 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Values Aligned Philanthropy and Your Community Foundation. Community Foundation's executives are invited to join a peer roundtable conversation to learn more about values-aligned philanthropy. In the wake of horrific acts of violence across the nation, philanthropic leaders are stepping up in courageous action to ensure that they are not funding hate groups and the communities in which they serve. This CEO roundtable will discuss learning about the resources and sample policies available to support values-aligned philanthropy and ask questions and learn more from Community Foundation peers along this journey. The moderator is Eric Jolly, president and CEO of the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation. So again, that is August 23rd. You can always get information about COF, Council on Foundations events at COF.org. Secondly, they are also having a webinar on August 16th. You can understand that I'm taking a lot of these dates out of order, so forgive me. But August 16th, they're doing a webinar, Alliances in Disaster Recovery, FEMA and Foundation Collaboratives. FEMA and Foundations Collaborate for Resilience. That is August 16th, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Join this webinar and learn how your foundation can complement FEMA's disaster recovery efforts in your community. To recover successfully from major natural disasters, coordination of public, private, and philanthropic resources is important to avoid duplication of effort. There's much, much more detail about this, and there are many speakers, so not only representatives from FEMA, but also from Community Foundations too as well, that will be part of this panel. And again, that is August 16th, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And again, if you are interested, you can always find out more information at the council website. Also want to give a shout out to the Essentials course, December. It looks like the next one in October is already sold out. So the next time you can do a Council of Foundations Essentials course would be in December. And it is a starts actually in November, to be honest. November 30th through December 8th. There's the coursework, the Community Foundation Excellence Fundamentals course. It's virtual, and they have different leaders in the Community Foundation world act as faculty. They will also have legal representatives from the council's legal team to actually talk about legal issues within community foundations. To me, the value of this, $469 for council members and $599 for non-members, is a great value. This is one of the things I did many years ago in my career, And in full disclosure, I've actually been really proud and happy to teach as part of the faculty for the Council of Foundations. I think it's a really great way to network and learn from other individuals who are in similar situations. And frankly, the first time I went, my mind was blown, realizing that I wasn't the only one was struggling with certain issues. There are many other people out there struggling with similar issues. So for me, the networking was invaluable. And even in a virtual environment, it's still extremely worthwhile. So I would encourage anybody to sign up for that. If you have new members of your staff, or if you yourself want to get involved and learn a little bit more about the Community Foundation world, I would certainly encourage you to do that. The next one I want to mention is the Exponent Philanthropy, Letting Go, the First Step to Greater Impact. And if you don't know about Exponent Philanthropy, they're really for lean foundations. And that's kind of where they talk about, like they are really a training ground and offer webinars and conferences and such for lean foundations, if you will. Those with small staffs and those with kind of a lean aspect in mind. So again, this is Letting Go, the First Step to Greater Impact, September 22nd through September 29th. It is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time. And the registration is open right now at exponentphilanthropy.org. The thing that I found really intriguing about this as a smaller foundation is that it is talking about some of the things that really help with kind of efficiency within funders. I think we all can benefit from this. This is the copy that they wrote on the website. So the most dynamic funders share a trait. They spend the majority of their time in the community or field learning about their issues, engaging knowledgeable people, attending community and policy meetings, matchmaking, advocating, and doing strategic nudging. I like that, strategic nudging. Comparatively, these catalysts spend little time and energy on the paper-based process of grant making, yet they are prudent in their due diligence and compliance. How do these impactful, dynamic funders achieve these streamlined form of philanthropy, focusing their time and efforts outside the office? More and more funders recognize that nonprofits are spending too much time meeting their expectations. The labor and expense of fundraising, reporting, and evaluation distracts from the work they were founded to do. So again, this is right in my wheelhouse. I feel very passionately about this. So there is lots of information. Again, I'm not going to read everything here on this from their website, but you can go to exponentphilanthropy.org. And there is a fee for this. So again, it's session one is Thursday, September 22nd, 2 to 4 p.m. Session two is Thursday, September 29th, 2 to 4 p.m. The fee is for members, Exponent Philanthropy members, is $135 for the entire series. And for non-members is $250. So just so you know that, with eyes wide open, when you go on that website. And then we have lots of conferences coming up. I'm going to give you some that I've probably already spoken about on the podcast, but a few that I probably haven't talked about. One of them is the National Scholarship Providers Association. Probably, I would have gathered that some people don't even know about this organization. I hope you do, because it provides a lot of guidance for those who are dealing with scholarships in the Community Foundation realm. And again, NSPA is really the acronym, if you will. They are doing their resilience conference, which is going to be October 19th through 21st in Chicago. That is a theme. Everybody's in Chicago this year. More information could be found at scholarshipproviders.org. This, to me, is, again, one of those invaluable memberships. It's very, very approachable to become a member of NSPA. But regarding the resilience conference or the conference itself, this is from their website. Over the last 2 years, our inspiring presenters have led their programs and organizations to adapt, innovate, and thrive in the face of unprecedented challenges. Join us to learn how they expanded college access, boosted student persistence, and cultivated resilience in their professional and personal endeavors. Update your toolbox and spark your creativity to develop your own unique resilience strategies, so you and your students can bounce back and face the world head on. If you're interested, again, it is the NSPA, the National Scholarship Providers Conference. They're going to have a pre-conference on October 18th, the full conference 19th through the 21st of October. Scholarshipproviders.org is where you want to go. The AdNet Summit. So the Advancement Network Summit is happening in Chicago, Illinois, September 15th. There will be a an evening on the 14th reception. Registration is limited. Also, we would encourage you, as full disclosure, I'm on the AdNet board, so encourage you to make your reservations early, not only for the registration, but also for the hotel, because it's a busy time in Chicago. So definitely want to look out for a hotel right now and make that reservation right now. This is September 15th in Chicago. This is a way to get this resource development group together and networking in an in-person setting. It's going to be at the Sullivan Conference Center at 33 South State Street. And I know AdNet is really excited to get a convening together. It's been a few years, so it would be great to see you there and learn more about what your community foundations are doing. And particularly, there'll be some sessions about DEI as far as resource development, workforce, like how the workforce looks right now, virtual versus hybrid versus in office, many other topics too that'll go on the 15th. But for AdNet members, the registration is $250. For those who are non-members, $300. The next conference I'll mention is the also in Chicago, I would say the CEO Net Retreat. I've mentioned this a few times, but it's September 7th through the 9th. And David Brooks is going to be there and really talking about the social fabric and really trying to get together a sense of community again. How do we build towards that community? And what position do community foundations play and what role do they play? You probably saw in a previous or listened to a previous episode with Diane from CEO Net, who is the new executive director, talking about the CEO Net conference. So I won't go into too much detail about that, but registration is open. Registration fees are $475 for members and $650 for non-members. Again, you can find the full agenda and more information at ceonet.org. Let's see. Then we have the annual National Conference for Growing Community Foundations. This is hybrid, so it'll be in Wichita as well as in person at the Marriott there, as well as virtual. So if you're option or your choice or your preference is to do virtual, you certainly may do that. That's going to be October 12th through the 14th. Typically, this has been a great conference for those who are on the smaller to medium-sized community foundation set. And I would encourage you, if you're across the nation, to really think about going to Wichita. It's a wonderful community, and it's a really practical, pragmatic conference. There are some obviously lofty ideas, but there's also some really great practical information that's shared. You can find out more information at the KACF website, which is kacf-annual-conference.com. More information about that conference again, October 12th through the 14th. The Charitable Gift Planners has their conference in the Reno area. So it's October 26th through 28th. And you can find out more information about Charitable Gift Planners, the organization itself, as well as the conference at charitablegiftplanners.org. More copy from their website. CGP Conference is a unique meeting place for all professionals working in the charitable gift planning space. In your work, you'll love to find these people at the planning table, charitable, financial, and estate advisors. At CGP Conference, you'll sit around that training table, collaborating with the experts at the podium and your peers, leaving you with the tools to do your job better. I love this approach. It's not only just lecturing to you about, you know, a CRT or a pooled income fund, but it's also just telling you and having you share with other people at the table kind of some practical advice. I've not attended this conference, so don't get the idea that I exactly know everything that goes on at the conference, but I do like the premise of it. It sounds great. This again is October 26th through 28th. It's in Reno, and you can go on and register at charitablegiftplanners.org. And then we also have the FOG conference. Finally, this is the last conference. If we're really thinking way down the road, which I know some of you do, and you got to get those budgets in line right now. Guilty as charged. But 2023, the Finance Administration and Operations Group, or FOG, is having their conference in September 10th through the 13th. And FOG has their conference in San Diego, California, at the Town and Country Resort. So townandcountry.com is the website for the resort itself. And then FOGC is FAOGCF.org. So if you go to the website, FAOGCF.org, for more information about the conference as we get closer to 2023, they'll have more details. But one of the things that they say on their website right now is this location is a little different than past gatherings, but gives us the freedom to be creative. More to come as plans develop, but we wanted to make sure there's plenty of time for all of our members to attend. Again, planning purposes, budgeting right now, great idea to think about all of these conferences down the road, and not only for this year, but for next year, you know, the opportunities that abound. So with that, I will conclude, and you can join us always at Emergency F. I want to thank Andy Epler for our music. And I want to thank all of you for listening and subscribing. If you like what you hear, I would encourage you to rate the podcast and also tell your friends within the field. If you have ideas about the show, emergencyf@gmail.com. Thank you so much.